Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren in Jupiter at Cardinals Spring Training. Great to have the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, with us as we are now 3 days away from games. Do you look forward to getting to see your team against some other teams, even if it's still the month of February, John?
I got to admit, it feels like it's coming very fast. You know, it's hard to believe that we're actually going to play games.
I think we say that every year, right?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I suppose we do, but it just seems to me like the commitments of what we've had to do when being down here, there's been a lot of like social things we've had to attend at night. And then, I think the days of actually having pitchers, catchers, and position players together just don't feel very long. But the fact is, we're playing Saturday, and I guess the routine will change, and I suppose most people will look forward to that. But I think from a fan standpoint, it's much more fun to see games and see these guys on the field than just talking about what they did in a workout.
What do you look for in the first few weeks as far as the games are concerned?
The most important thing that we look for is really the whole time we're down here is health. Now, there is certainly some things from a baseball standpoint that you want to see happen. In other words, think back to when we were talking about accountability and having players know what they need to work on back in October. What you want to see now is like how much of that has actually been done, what has been addressed. And you don't really want to come to camp and feel like you have these deficiencies, because the clock's ticking and it's hard to make up for what you missed in November, December, and January. And I feel like just my first impressions of this camp are, you know, players took that seriously. And I know our staff did, because they were very diligent on that. But I think when you ask, like, what are you looking for? It's, did we solve some of those problems as it led up to here? And I think the good news is we have.
Were you happy with basically the condition of most of your players when they showed up? It seemed like a lot of guys committed a great deal, as you mentioned, in the offseason. Were you reasonably satisfied with what you see?
I was thrilled. I feel like players heard us, players reacted to us, and they showed up in a really good spot. I think the other comment I'd make on that is just the enthusiasm you see at this camp. And you know, I've been here 8 days, but there have been players down here for weeks.
Since early January.
Yeah. And that's I think that unto itself is a compliment.
Even today in the PFP competition, you saw the entire camp gathered around field one and kind of cheering and chirping and having fun. And you know, I know Mike and his staff have stressed competition to bring out the best in guys, but also you just see some personality, I think. And it's not that they didn't do fun or goofy stuff like that in the past, but that kind of struck me today. I'm not sure I've ever seen the entire camp gathered around one field for 20 minutes like that. It was pretty striking, I thought.
That looked hard.
They were hitting rockets.
I did absolutely nothing but watch, and I still felt a little out of breath, and I felt bad for our fungo hitters, because I mean, that looked like a lot of effort. But I think, like, just to sort of dovetail on your thoughts there, that's the exciting part of what we have going on, and we're spoiled, the three of us, because we're around it. We get to see it. We get to see some of behind the curtains of what's going on here. And I think Mike Shilt and his staff have done a tremendous job of creating that environment. And, you know, that's exciting. And more importantly, we do have some talented players that are buying into it. And I think that's going to be very helpful in the long run.
You know, Williams Perez looks like he could probably play shortstop for you if you needed him to. I think they were calling him Billy Baseball or Billy Backhand. That was, it was fairly nonchalant looking as well. It was impressive.
I thought all those guys that were out there did an amazing job. Again, it's one thing to take a few grounders, but 5 minutes worth is like I was like kind of, like I was trying to get Waino's attention and be like, hey buddy, you may want to like
save a few.
Like, like when you field the ball, take a few steps and then throw the ball. Instead, it was like this rapid fire, and I was like thinking like the team that most paused might win, and no one did it.
Hey, I want to talk a little bit about Carlos. Yesterday, you guys announced that you're going to shut him down for a bit. He didn't seem to be overly concerned. Give me your thoughts on how things unfolded.
I mean, obviously, anytime you have someone that's not pitching, there's some level of concern. But as far as like the news we received from our medical staff, from the MRIs, you know, there's a level of confidence this is manageable. You know, clearly the reason we don't want to have him just sort of push through this is because we have time. If this were, you know, last week of March, we might have to look at it differently. If it were middle of May, we might look at it differently. But we have the time to do it. And I think the question that I've been most asked since, you know, yesterday afternoon is, well, what's his role going to be? What does this mean? And the answer is we don't know. It really will depend on how he responds over the next couple of weeks. Does he resolve being able to throw pain-free? And if he is, and these are very objective measurements we can do. So it's not me just simply saying, like, Mike, how you feeling today? Right. And you tell me, great. Mm-hmm. And yet you're not. So that's sort of really the test here. And then based on that, we'll dictate like really what those next 3 to 4 weeks look like.
Mike said that the structure of his shoulder and the imaging, he said, couldn't have been any better. And he compared it to the strength of his shoulder in 2016 when some imaging happened. Is there a way to try and wrap your head around why he's had some struggles, John, over the past year? And do you know at this point, or is it too early to say, if there's any connection to what he dealt with last year and maybe what you're trying to accomplish right now?
Yeah, a couple of thoughts on that. I mean, obviously, when you have someone that has dealt with similar injuries over the course of 2 to 3 years, there's clearly something that's going wrong, right? I think from a medical standpoint, we've identified that. I think really what Carlos has to accept or realize in a lot of ways is, what's his new normal? In other words, you know, think back to when you were younger, you were pain-free, whatever you were doing. And now as you age, things aren't quite the same. And for him, perhaps maybe spending a little more time thinking about the physical therapy end of preparation and concentrating more on a disciplined throwing program in his offseason might be better use of time for him than simply just weight room work. And I think that's an adjustment that players, as they mature or get more experience, learn that. And I think that's something he needs to do.
Despite the small sample size of what he was able to do at the end of last year, were you able to lock in or take anything away from maybe how he felt physically in a bullpen role at the end of last year after he came off the DL?
Well, I do think last year, you know, he battled through some discomforts. And again, that's, you know, one of those things where we need to know as a medical staff what we can do to help. And so that's what we want to focus on over the next few weeks is, you know, create that infrastructure where he can avoid having those discomforts. And so, you know, there's a lot of muscles in that shoulder and a lot of different small groups that need to be focused on. And hopefully our PT program can do that for him.
Before we wrap up with games a couple of days away and mentioning Carlos and his program for the next 2 weeks, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about Alex Reyes, because he threw live BP yesterday. The feedback that we heard was positive. Was that a little bit perhaps ahead of schedule, John? What have you seen or what feedback have you been given on Alex, and how would you characterize where he is right now with games a couple of days away?
I would say with Alex, one of the things that we felt was important in this camp was for him to feel a part of the camp. You know, clearly the last couple of years being part of the rehab program, not really being part of the day-to-day, was something that I think he found frustrating. And I can only imagine if you had a third year in a row of that. So, you know, we've been very intentional of making him just feel normal in this camp. Now, clearly we have to be smart about it. Can't just push to push. But I did not actually see yesterday's session, so I feel bad. I can't comment on it specifically, but I will say that the feedback I got was positive in the sense he was out there. It was normal, and he felt good about it.
They were moving pretty quick in those drills today, as you said, to lead things off. Looked like full go everything. Do you think that he's going to continue to progress at maybe a pace that was ahead of what you guys expected, or is it honestly just day-to-day with him because it's kind of a unique situation?
You know, Chris, one of the things I've always tried to do is not make predictions, and for this very reason, because ahead or behind, I think in the end, we have to just adapt and adjust wherever a person is. And so, you know, I'm thrilled that he's being able to participate in the normal program. And in terms of whether we keep the foot on the gas or have to pump the brakes, time will tell.
Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, we appreciate you swinging by the studio.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
And thanks for the studio. It's a pretty good, it's a far cry from the trailer.
That is a very nice statement you made, and thank you, and I hope that gets repeated on the air.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.